This is Tom Allen with Market Line Report. Markets across the board took a leap today. Here's Virginia McGathey with the CME Group as she reports on the livestock market.
That all gave the market a little bit of a lift. Now the feeders really rebounded a lot more. Now they had heavy losses on Friday, and it was a lot more to come back, and they did. Now that was the pure bargain hunting, short covering, a lot of markets really holding it up, and it ended up even very well. So that did bounce back, so we don't see like a big follow-through selling. So that worked out very well. Right now, I know that they had some losses, but it wasn't it didn't turn out to be as bad. I think we're going to see the market start to change a little bit.
Starting with those Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed at 458 and three quarters. Chicago July corn prices were up to finish the day at 380 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August new crop ranging from 468 and a quarter to 479. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein future prices for May were ending from 549 to 559. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May were up 4.5 to down 1.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May were ending from 675 and three quarters to 680 and three quarters. June live cattle finished the day up at 107.40. May feeder cattle were up at 124.50. April class 3 milk was up 16 cents at 16.17.
You've just heard today's Market Line Report. I'm Tom Allen with the Ag Information Network of the West. Thanks for tuning in.